Blog Talk Radio.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody great.
Nobody.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter what you look.
Good morning. God bless you all over the world. I thank God for each and every one of you. I'm telling you right now, that is the honest God truth on that song. We searched all over. We couldn't find nobody. And I'm saying we because I know many of you right now this morning, you don't search. You don't try to clam. You don't try to find. You don't look high. You don't look low. And you couldn't find nobody. I know that you. Nobody greater than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm sorry that, you know, he's not greater. Muhammad, he's not greater. There's no one greater than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you all on this Wednesday morning here in the United States of America. What we call Wednesday is a hump day, and I just thank God for what he is doing. It's always a blessing. To commune, to fellowship, to get into the Word of God and allow God to do what He's going to do to take, my God, us into the next realm. Even when we own that realm, give us the tools, the information, the different things that we need for we can execute, my God, on these realms that we are on. I don't believe that many of you are ready to go to the next level in your life. You are ready. And I'm just not talking about spiritually, but I'm also talking about naturally, because when you begin to operate kingdom principle, it don't only work for you spiritually, but it's also work for you naturally. That's why Jesus said one time, if you keep the law of God, you don't need the law of man, because the law of God spiritually, it will work for you, and also naturally it will work for you. You need to go and tell yourself this morning, I'm not going to be on this job, I'm not going to be in this thing, I'm not going to be in this position for the rest of my life. God is turning some things around. God is doing something. You need to tell yourself, I'm going to be in a better position. I'm going to be in promotion. I'm going to be, my God, don't get me started. Let me go ahead and get my etiquette, proper etiquette in the proper place. My God, greeting you all once again this morning. Send a shout out to First Lady, my beautiful wife, thank God. I thank God for her as well. ADM family, y'all know what time it is. Let's roll. My God, Almighty, God bless you all. All this morning that took the time and tapping in because you care about your spiritual, your hunger. You might got you hungry and you ready to dive and keep sowing into the presence of God. But guess what, family, you are not alone. We got brothers and sisters in the international community over there in Norway, United Kingdom, my God, Australia, Germany. We thank God for them as well. South Africa. We thank God for them as well as they listen in faithfully all throughout weeks, months. My God, we love them. We thank God for you all, brothers and sisters. And it's always a pleasure. It makes my heart warm. After all these years, you constantly finding us as your social media church. And wherever you are in the world, you tap in and listen to us. Now, right here home in the United States of America, California, Nevada, Denver, we thank God for you all, Massachusetts. My God, we thank God for you all. And my God, Canada, Tennessee, my God, we thank God for you all. Sometimes I get caught up because I got families and friends, sons and daughters, my God, and cats, and my God, we here, we see you, my God Almighty, Virginia, we see you, Texas, we see you, we thank God for Florida, my God, we see you, Florida, my God, we thank God for Missouri, Michigan, we see you, Delaware, I see you up in the house, my God, he is good, he is faithful. Listen, I'm ready to get this on. Listen, we have an over 250 downloads. I just realized this the other day. It's over 250 downloads happening a week. It happened in the week with the segments and with different things, the teachings, different things that is blessing your soul. There's over 250 going on a week. But I just want to let our brothers and sisters know, I want you to reach out to me, because a lot of these segments that you're getting, it's just scratching the surface. It's just really scratching the surface. For the last couple of weeks, we've been scratching the surface, my God, pertaining to kingdom principles, kingdom financial economics, order in the church. We've been scratching the surface in a lot of principles. But I want to give you some information to take it, my God, to the next level, the next realm, for you going to begin to articulate in your execution. Because when you articulate in your execution, you might as well get ready to see things happen to where it's going to be happening so fast, it'll probably scare you. Because you never know known that it happened that fast. You know God could do it, but just in the realm of when, right now, right now. Mm-hmm. I want you to begin to operate not yesterday season, not my season coming, not 2 years from now, not 3 years from now. I want you to begin to operate in the realm of right now, instantaneously. My God, it will happen. Listen, I want to give somebody a blessing this morning, and I want to bless somebody this morning. Those that lift up the word, I want to talk to the one. I need you to be truthful with this. I want you to be truthful. We gave this word diabolical. We gave this word diabolical yesterday. Spelled it out. I gave it to you yesterday. And I said, hey, go and look up this word. Go and see what it means. My God, I just gave you some hints. If you took the time out to go and find out what diabolical is and go and take the time out, I want you to press 1 on your phone. I want you to press 1. Amen. And right after we get into the prayer, I'm going to come back to you. Amen. For those that took the time out and took press 1. Amen. Because this is, my God, realms of new vocabulary that God has given you for you to begin to get ready to operate on the same level. And the problem that what we happening with the church, we still taking for what we don't learn in kindergarten, thinking we're going to use that in 12th grade. That information is not working in 12th grade. That's why many of you are so frustrated, because you are trying to apply principles and different things that you applied, my God, when you first got saved. You got to understand, as you begin to grow, as you begin to mature, my God, different things going to begin to happen to you, and you're going to have to operate on a whole different playing field if you want to see manifestation. And I come in the name of Jesus, my God, this morning, and I'm going to try to pound on it all week, and I'm going to pound on it next week to break that form of thinking and to break that mentality, because we don't got to the place as where we feel as though what we have is good enough. What we have is good enough. That's why we keep constantly going around the same mountain, the same song. We get blessed and we begin to lose. We're still in the gutter. It's time to bring articulation up into another place. It's time for us to bring, my God, our capacity to where we are flowing out of, our prayer, our worship, into another place where we can continually penetrate, my God, where we are in the level, in the realm that we are. I break that form of thinking, that casual, my God, of thinking that where it feels though, it just, my God, we just getting to the point to where it's just what it is. This is how I've been learning. This is what I've been doing. Maybe you're not going to begin to see the different things that is on this level. You could go ahead and say what you want to say, do what you want to do. God has order. It's different places, different heights in the realm of heaven with different sounds, different words. My God, articulation, execution, begin to have a release to happen. I'm telling you, you will get frustrated if all you know is a first grade level and you try to pass a 12th grade test. Y'all better hear me this morning. I want to break that tradition and that religion mold where you are not increasing. Your mind increasing because you be emotionally stimulated. You feeling good. You know, you don't been motivated. But guess what? Your soul, your spirit is not being fed, and you're not articulating, my God, and executing on that rim that you need to go on. Y'all about to stop me, Mother Jackson. You come on and jump in here, because I'm about ready to preach, pray, teach, whatever we got to do. God bless you, Mother Jackson. And if you took the time out to look up diabolical, I want you to press 1, because I want to bless you this morning. Amen. Go ahead, Mother Jackson. Go ahead. And my God, God bless you.
God bless you, this morning, on this land. Father God, in the name of Jesus, yes, Lord. Oh, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of, who is the head of my life. But oh, I give honor to Deacon Joe Jackson, my husband. Oh, I give honor to you, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Tim, Pastor Lex, Ecobo Smith, in the name of Jesus, everyone in ABM ministry this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for allowing us, God, once more breathing out on us, God. Lord of hosts, can't give us sight for another day. Another day's journey. Another day, high, Lord of hosts, to call out your name, God. Another day, high, Lord of hosts, God. Just to praise you and magnify and honor you in my mighty name. Lord of hosts, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you this morning, Lord of hosts, God, for letting us, Lord of hosts, God, dive out in the deep, Hallelujah, shade. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, God, for my mind regulator, Hallelujah, shade this morning, God. We thank you, God, for pouring new information, Hallelujah, God, into our spirit this morning, God. So we say thank you for all things, God, this morning, God. Oh, God, don't let us say we get up on our own this morning, Hallelujah, God. It is not so hard, but it was you only. You was only, God, that breathed breath into our bodies, God. And, oh, God, how we thank you, God. We thank you how you shield and protect us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But I ask you this morning, Lord, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us rise in you, out of motion, God. Let us begin to move step out your way, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to ride on your truth, God. Nothing but your truth, God. In the name of Jesus, God, as we're standing in you, God, when you pour out your truth, God, let us receive it and eat it, Hallelujah, not rejecting the Lord, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We glorify your name, God. Oh, God, we realize we can't do nothing. Nothing without you, God. Oh, God, but when we know you come in the midst of the God, you will take in control, God. In the name of Jesus, God. So we say thank you once more, God. Open our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, that close up our ears to any activities, God. Oh, God, but everything possible, let us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I see blessing this morning. I see healing the Lord, God, this morning, God. I see clarity this morning, God. I see wisdom, the Lord, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I see everything that, Lord, God, the goodness of Jesus this morning, God. I see boldness coming, the Lord, God, coming up like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I see you, God, and all in the midst of the book, God. We lift up our babies once more, God. We pray, God, that you continue, God, to heal and protect them this morning, God. Going and coming, the Lord, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to make a way out of no way for them, God. Move on their pain, God, almost, God. Just over their heads, sink over our side. Clothes on their bodies, the Lord, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. Hey, the Lord, say, God, we thank you this morning, God. I pray, God, that you touch everyone of this life that's on these lines this morning, God. Oh, the Lord, say, God, begin just shaking, make us, God. Hey, the Lord, God, turn every situation around, God. In the name of God, let us, the Lord, shine, the Lord, God. We thank you for the light, God. No more we're walking in the darkness, God, because light have came into the darkness. And it's old, God, almost, God. So we say thank you, Lord. We thank you for our child and tribulation, God, because they only come to make us strong, God. They're the most, God. And it's all for our good in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray this morning, Lord, God, every 6,000, Lord, God, 7, Lord, God, you already know that you're here. And God, in the Lord, God, stand on the word he has put about. No matter how your battle feels, oh, just stand on the head. Just say, I'm healing, oh, my God. Say, I'm healing, I'm healing. By Christ, we are healed. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, okay, for pouring strength into these vessels, God, this morning like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, oh, God, let us continue to hold our heads up. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, I pray this morning. I cry out to the death of the Lord. Yes, Lord. And to the will and the come of the Lord this morning. I pray, come forth, God, of our side, Lord of our heart. In the name of Jesus, come of the Lord. Save, deliver, and set free. And the most standard of God. Fill the most shame with your Holy Spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, you call the most shame, God. Let them know it's never too late. It's never too late. Have the most God to call on Jesus. Call the most God. Oh, he's the one. one this morning. He's the one. He's the one that can wash you out. He's the one that can wash your mind. Regulate your mind, oh Lord. He's the one that put your mind in the kingdom, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God. Continue on our footsteps. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, how we thank you, God. Let us take a good look at those chairs while we complaining, God. We need to be saying, God, I thank you. We need to have a spirit of thanksgiving in our hearts. We need to have a face of those chairs up on our lips every day, God. No matter what we go through, God. We can have the right attitude to God. Little God, and just say, God, I thank you for what you're doing in my life. I thank you how you're turning every situation around, God. Oh, God, let me continue to obey you. I'm on my step before the Almighty, the Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we cry out to you today, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord God. Oh, God, we let us continue to lift one another up, God. Love them. Love them as you have loved us in the mighty name of God, oh God. Let us continue to guard our hearts, God. Let hatred and malice to one step, God. Oh God, I thank you this morning, oh God, what you're doing in our home, God. I thank you how you're cleaning up our homes this morning, yeah, oh God. I thank you how, oh God, that you're giving us a new way to think, and that's a kingdom way of thinking, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you this morning, oh God, about Sunday. Oh God, we thank you for your presence today, oh God, this morning. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, what a blessing that it is that we can be in the midst of your presence. God, we thank you for keeping us behind the veil, oh God. It almost shunned, oh God. Oh, what a great thing you did, oh God. Stay behind the veil in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, God. We lift up our enemies up to you, oh God. Let us continue to love them in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let us continue to lift them up in prayer like never before. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless your holy name. We magnify you this morning, God. And we can't help but to thank you, God. Every time we open our mouth up, oh God, we just say we thank you. It almost shines, oh God. We thank you for everything that you're doing, God. We pray this morning, God, that you set these lines on fire. And we're almost shining, Lord. Yes, God. With the Holy Spirit, God, touching over, shine. In the name of Jesus, God, bring forth deliverance even through the fall, God. Salvation, Lord, shining, God. Heal it in the name of Jesus this morning, God. So, Lord, yes, God, as we say, God, have your perfect way. Oh, God, let us begin to say yes to you, Lord. Nothing but yes, you will, God. Yes, Lord, yes, Edomoshe. Just tell him, use me in a way that you want to. Edomoshe, God. Because I know for that. As long as I'm in your hand, everything is all right. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you this morning. I thank you for this morning, for all things, God. It over, God, and these things we ask this morning. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It over, say, God, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you just go ahead and give God some praise this morning. You go ahead and demand and demand your morning. You go ahead and get getting ready to prophesy, because kings and queens, sons and daughters, they get up in the morning. They begin to prophesy. They morning prophesy their day. They begin to take authority. They begin to release blessings in your day. I dare you to begin to operate in that anointing that is inside of you. You begin to prophesy, you begin to release, my God Almighty, call forth your blessing, call forth what God has for you in this day, call it forth in the name of Jesus. You need to call it forth today. You're going to have an increase. You're going to have an increase better than it was yesterday, because you are a son and a daughter of God, and all you know is an increase. You don't know anything else in the name of Jesus. So I dare you, my God Almighty, sons and daughters, kings and queens. You begin to, my God, declare a decree in the name of Jesus over your family, over your home. You begin to declare a decree and go ahead and enter into your birthright that God gave you as a kingdom, and declare and decree that it shall be mine. My healing is today. Today, my doctor's going to tell me I don't need to come and see him no more. Today, I will be walking. Today, my voice will be open. Today, my eyes will be open, and I will be able to see. Today, my ears going to pop, and I'm going to be able to hear. Today, I receive signs and miracles that is operating in my life and operating on everything around me. Today, my enemy's going to be the one that bless me today. Today, they're going to ask me, do I want in a lunch? Today, my presence alone, it's going to get ready to turn some atmosphere. It's going to get ready to turn some things around and work in my favor, because I'm walking in the kingdom. I'm walking in my anointing. I'm walking in the realm of God that God don't call me in. And that's the realm of authority. That's the realm of rulership. That's the realm of kingdom power that is operating in kingdom principles. And I'm here to tell you this morning, no weapon formed against you is not going to prosper, because the weapon is not going to be able to reach you. It's not going to reach your family. It's not going to reach your finances. It's not going to reach your home. It's not going to reach you. Somebody this morning need to go ahead and give God a praise, because what the enemy tried to destroy, you will not be a product of your past. You will not be a product of your generation curse. You will not be a product of generation cycles. You are, has, you do have the anointing to break the cycles, to break the curse, to break, my God Almighty. Is there anybody this morning, my God, ready to activate the kingdom principles in their life? In the name of Jesus, I stir up in the Holy Ghost what God already placed inside of you, what He already gave you. I begin to activate it in the name of Jesus. It shall be, it will be, because God called me. No, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, y'all better stop. We got a short time frame, but we got some, my God Almighty, we got some steps to cover this morning, because the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and somebody got some steps that is ordered by the Lord, and now, my God Almighty, you finna get ready to step into your new place. You finna get ready to step into your blessed place. You finna get ready to step into where that old stinking, my God, that stinking will not be a stinking no more. You finna begin to think, my God, on the realm that God called you on. You finna begin to think like a successful man, a successful individual. You finna begin to think, my God Almighty, in the kingdom of heaven, and also in your life, with wisdom and with profound, my God, knowledge that is going to operate, articulate, and it's going to begin to flow in your life like never before. In the, my God, y'all better come on here. We got to go. In the name of Jesus, I feel a moment in the Holy Ghost. I feel a hallelujah moment in the Holy Ghost, my God, because He is worthy to be praised. And my God, and His praise endure forever and ever. I got to give Him the glory. And I know that many of you need to give Him the glory. Listen, my God, if you, my God, took the time out yesterday and looked up the word diabolical, I'm not talking about this morning, so don't cheat. Amen. I'm talking about only yesterday. You just took time, you finished research on it. Listen, I opened up the lines on the conference line, so if that's you, go ahead and speak up. If you said, Pastor, you know what? I took time out and I looked up diabolical and seen that, what it means. Amen. what it means. My God, if that's you, go ahead and speak up. If not, we're going to move on. Listen, my God, I'm going to send a shout out to First Lady. She said, she was like, Pastor, listen, I was looking it up yesterday. I want to give you, my God, some more insight, more insight, more insight. But you can begin to change your prayer life. Your prayer life, my God, articulation is going to begin to change. Prayer life vocabulary is going to begin to change. My God, I declare and I decree that you're going to begin to pray on the realm that you are on. You're not going to begin to pray, my God, from a traditional standpoint. You're going to begin to pray as a kingdom prayer and on the realm that God have you on. Your articulation and your execution is going to be articulated and executed on the realm that God have you on. You shall not be executed and articulated on a first grade level, and God got you on a temp, my God, got you on a temp grade mission. You shall begin to execute and operate for where you at in your life. So in the name of Jesus, my God, I break that over you that causing you to be suppressed in your worship, suppressed in your prayer, suppressed in your articulation, suppressed in the capacity of where you are taking in information, for you can begin to execute in the Holy Ghost and execute on that platform in that realm that God called you in. No longer you should be, my God, you should be trailing behind, and your mind is just being stimulated. Your mind is just being massaged. My God, people is just putting the height inside of you, motivating you, my God, but not empowering you to encourage, to push, my God, you into that place where you need to be. My God, today I prophesy that you're going to begin to stutter in your words and prayer, because the Holy Ghost is bringing something else out of you. He's bringing a new form. He's bringing a new outline. He's bringing a new format. He's bringing a new structure in your prayer life. Your prayer life is going to change. Not even the enemy going to understand how you're praying, which way you're coming from. You're going to begin to knock the enemy, my God, off the platform, off his thought pattern, off his things that he's trying to execute in your life, because you're going to begin to operate, my God, on the realm that God called you on. And also I release upon over you all over the world, not only, my God, you operating on a platform that God have you on, but you're going to be operating as scholars that needs to be in advanced class, scholars need to be in advanced level, because now your intellect going to be as scholars. You're going to be articulating, my God, so precise, my God, to where you before you even must release something out of your mouth, it done happen. But when you begin to think of it, done manifest in the name of Jesus. Somebody help me here and say that is the way of kingdom, and that is the way that God has for diabolical, diabolical, that is a demonic word. That is belonging to or so evil as it is recalled as the devil. That is a word. That is a demonic area. That is a demonic place where your influence, you are influenced. You got demonic influence. You are in a demonic thought pattern. You hearing demonic voices and they counsel you in demonic areas. Your perception is off. My God, you're in a demonic area to where you begin to see different things that is not of God, even though you believe it's of God, but it's not of God. Amen. You begin to quote different scriptures in the enemy in this area here. Begin to help you to quote different things that you placing in the wrong pattern to, my God, to bring harm to others, to antagonize and attack your enemy. When you begin to pray prayers like this, my God Almighty, that God's going to destroy your enemy, because your enemy, and not talking about the enemy of the devil or demonic presence, but you're talking about flesh. You're talking about that individual. You're talking about harm coming to that person. And many of us as saints of God, we begin to fall into that. We begin to fall into that diabolical mindset. We begin to take the book of Proverbs, touch not my prophet, touch not my anointing, and do my prophet no harm. So we begin to translate that as if
as a human being. You got to understand something. If God wanted to destroy the earth because of human being and their actions and their ways and the things that they done, he would do it. He would done it long time ago when Jesus walked on the face of this earth. How they don't curse him, how they don't spit on him, how they don't whoop him, how they don't dip the age. Y'all about to hear me. Now the enemy begins because of us as saints of God. We not expanding our understanding and our knowledge, and the enemy begins to attack us in certain areas. Why? I shared with you about the kingdom of darkness. Kingdom of darkness is basically simply is saying from an ignorant place. That's a place where my knowledge, I don't have enough knowledge. I don't have enough knowing. I'm articulated and I'm executing like I know, but it's not working. I don't have enough knowledge. Diabolical is a place where you begin to be influenced. Influenced by your neighbor, your friend, and it always catch you in an emotional place. So first thing first, the enemy got to bring something to you to disturb you. He got to bring something to you to bring you upset, to get you mad, to shake you, to bring you into a place of your feelings and a place of your emotion. And once it begins to bring you in your feelings and your emotion, what you just did in the spirit, you just opened the door. You opened the door. You might be saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, but baby, you just opened the door when you begin to articulate in that capacity. Now the enemy is able to come in to speak to you. Of course, the enemy is not on this area, in this area here, is going to speak to you as a demonic being. He is not going to come into you and begin to growl. Why? Because you will detect and you will detect that the enemy, that's the voice of an enemy. That's the voice of the devil. No, on this level, he's not going to come to you, my God, like a demonic present. The Bible said he will come like the angel of light. He is a wolf that is dressed up in sheep clothing. So he's going to come into a realm where you are familiar with. That's why it's very important for us to make sure we gather the right information about prophetic, apostolic, about your relationship, about kingdom principle. That way you won't never be fooled about that wolf in a sheep clothing. You won't never be fooled when you think it's an angel that is coming to you, but really it's a demonic presence that coming as an angel of light. So therefore, on this realm, we dismantle all demonic, my God, diabolical influence that's trying to take over our minds, take over our life, take over our presence. We smash all diabolical, my God, relationship. We smash all diabolical, my God, conversation that we've been having in our community, in our church, in our job. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. So we begin to articulate on the realm that we are on. Yes, yes, yes. My God, because if we're going to stay up into the place of God called us, our understanding and our knowledge capacity has to come up as well. Y'all about to hear me this morning. That's why now you don't need to be, you don't need to keep coming in your same form of thinking, your same form of receiving, because we don't came to the place to where we don't feel as though we don't learn all we can learn. We don't know what we all you can know. Baby, it's much more than God than Psalms 23rd. I know you've been saying it for the rest of your life, and ever since you was a child, the Lord is your shepherd. God got a deeper, my God, he got a deeper message, my God, than Jesus died on a cross. Even though we understand him, even though it was very, my God, it was very needed, and it was very accurate for that time, and for we could be here right now. You got that information, you understand it, and God said, I got to give you some more. It's much, my God, God got another revelation than you telling that big bad wolf, get out of my house. Oh, no, I break all diabolical cycles in the name of Jesus. I break it off my generation. I break it off my family. I break it off of cycles that I don't even know of. Now, God, you done brought me into an area where I understand the articulation, but I can execute. No longer I be under diabolical forces in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Y'all about to help me here. I got to go. I got to go. I got to go in the name of Jesus.
I got to go. My God, put a pin there. Hopefully we could come back there and drive that deeper. But I got some more I want to give back to you. Listen, listen, I shared with you yesterday. Mm-hmm. that once you begin to execute on a certain realm, Naima's God will have the authority to push you off. I'm finna share. I don't mess up a lot of scholars. My God, they've been hitting me up. I tell them, listen, y'all join in tomorrow morning. I'm going to break it down to you. My God Almighty, why? Why is that? Why is that? I'm finna get ready to show you why is that as well. Once you begin to operate, my God, and you enter into the kingdom, and you enter into the kingdom with humbleness, watch this, submission, and your spirit is open to learn the capacity of the kingdom. You're not closed in your religion mindset. You're not trying to tell God what to do, how to do. You're not trying to tell them which direction to go. You are open. You are in a place as a student. You ain't in a place where you know it all. See, this is why so many of us is not having, we have not entered into the realms of the kingdom yet, because a lot of us think we know it all. We think, my God Almighty, even though, my God, weeping might endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Baby, it's a realm in a kingdom where I don't have no weeping night. Every day is a hello. Every day is a hallelujah. Every day is a joyful day. I don't have no nighttime, because when that light comes on in the spirit, I'm not shutting that light off. My God Almighty, you gotta let this old light shine within you. So now watch this. I'm gonna show you, give you some kingdom understanding with this, give you some kingdom understanding. First of all, we got to understand God's position. God's position, it is told to us in Numbers 23rd chapter, the 19th verse. This is his position. Watch this. God is not a man that he shall lie, or a son of man that he shall change his mind. I'm reading out of the NIV English Standard Version. You probably see it in your version in this, or son of man that he shall not repent. But in this here, I want to bring to a place to where everybody is understanding. God is not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he should change his mind. God is not a man that's going to bless you tomorrow and then curse you the next day. He's not a man to tell you to come up higher, then kick you right back out. Y'all about to hear me this morning. That's not God. Many people always accuse God of this motion that God is a God that, listen, oh, he don't bless you, or you don't did something wrong. All this, no, when God bless you, baby, let me tell you something, he's blessing you. He's not a God that's going to change his mind about what he said, what he going to do. Can we just have a little shout moment just for a couple of seconds? Because I got to go. We don't have that much time. The shout moment is, baby, I can care less what people saying about you, what they telling you when you in the kingdom. Amen. If God told you that you are blessed, that shell is it. That's what it is. If God say you are healed, that's what it is. If God say you are delivered, that's what it is. If God say I'm going to open up the wonders of heaven and I'm going to pair you out of blessing, that's what it ain't about what it looks like. It ain't about what somebody got to say. It ain't about what they could tell you. It's about what God got to say. And in the kingdom, I need to hear the voice of God, not the voice of my enemy, my voice of my neighbors, my voice of the adversary. I want to hear the voice of God, because whatever comes past, it shall be. And that shall be, because Numbers 23 and 19, it says, God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he should change his mind. That's an English Standard Translation. And he said, watch this. As he said, he will do it. As he said, he will do it. If he said it, he will do it. Or has he spoken, and he will, my God, he will fulfill it. As he's spoken, he will fulfill it. Right there, that set us the ground principles. That set us a rule. If God said it, it will be doing. If he said it, it's going to happen. If he said it. Now watch this. Now God also gave himself orders. Y'all about to hear me. God also gave himself orders. He gave himself rules. He gave himself orders. He gave himself rules that when he put them into place, he don't bend them. He don't break them. If he said it, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to show you. In Genesis 9 chapter, the 11th verse, it says, I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by water or flood. And never again shall there be a flood to destroy where? The earth. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. Y'all hear me? God established a covenant, my God, between you and established a covenant with him. He said in that time, the Noah time, he flooded the earth. He said, never again I will flood the earth. So God established his kingdom. He established himself with covenants and with rules, my God. Now watch this. I want you to catch this one here. I'm trying to move on because I didn't want to stay here, but I want to show you something. Watch this. Book of Matthew, the 18th chapter, the second verse, and probably about the fourth. Watch this. And he called to him a child, and he put him in the midst of them and said, truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like a child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. My God, clue, my God, that's a clue right there. Whoever humble himself, like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. With a child, is placement. I'm not talking about a lot of children in these days, but I'm talking about a child. A child is a placement. What a child brings: number one, humbleness; number two, submission; y'all about to hear me. Number three, they are open to learn. They are open to learn. And once you come in, y'all about to hear me. This is what I was talking about yesterday. Once you come into the realm of heaven with humbleness, submission, and you're open to learn the things of God, you're not coming down nor at all. Now you don't became a place. God said you become the greatest in heaven. So in other words, you are positioned where not even God going to put you out. Never again that you're going to have these high and lows in your life. One minute your prayer life is up, next minute your prayer life is down. One minute you send a joy for the Lord, and the next minute you sing an old sweet low cherry horn, God ready to carry me on home. You shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Now you shall get into the realm of the heaven, and you are not coming down. If you do come down, there's only one or two things that brought you down. You don't allow the enemy to bring you down, or you don't allow yourself to bring you down. Y'all about to hear me. You don't allow the enemy. And what happened is we don't allow the enemy, we don't allow our human spirit and the enemy to tap into our human spirit to bring us into a place where we are bound. We are bound to where we can get a praise out of us. We are bound. No. Baby, all you should be doing is adding increase into my life. If I'm going to go and I go to my Sunday service and a praise team up there praising God, give me something greater than I had on yesterday. They need to give me something greater than what I had on last week. Y'all about to hear me. Because my God, I don't want to come down. I want to go up because the Spirit of God is nothing but increase. And I'm here to tell you, you got increase in your life. Your life is full with increases. No longer you're going to have a perception. You're going to have a mindset of, my God, this don't got taken away. That don't got taken away. You're going to have a mindset of a successful individual that everything about you is increase. I can care less what it looks like, but all I see is what God is showing me, and what God is showing me is on the realm that I am on. In the realm that I am on, he told me that I shall never lack again. He told me that I shall be blessed going in. And y'all about to hear me. I got to go up in this house. I got to get out of here. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Watch this. I got a little time. Hit this. I want to hit this right quick. I want to drop right into this right quick. My God Almighty. I want to share something with you. I want you to understand this here. My God, don't you let nobody never again put something or say something over you that has you all cursed. Watch this. It says, the book of Numbers, the 23rd chapter, the 8th verse, it says, watch this. How can I curse whom God has not cursed it? Y'all about to hear me? Let me help you. How can I curse whom God not cursed? Why are you all worrying about that stuff, what folks saying? Why are you worrying about these
Amen.
Folks saying you ain't going to be able to make it? Why are you worrying about these folks telling you that the judgment of God going to hit you? You ain't doing this right. Y'all got done. Why are you worrying about what these folks are saying? See, when you are kingdom-minded, you understand that ain't nobody have the power or the authority to do something over me if God have not done it. Why, my God, why are we up here talking about somebody don't curse me, somebody don't say this about me? Why are we here? Why are we dwelling with that? Because the Bible says in Numbers, the 23rd, 8th verse, it says, how can I curse whom God has not cursed? It? How can I denounce whom God has not denounced? How can I announce that? Listen, you got to understand, people can have all their opinions, what they want about you. People can have what they want to say about you. They can feel about what they want to feel. Matter of fact, they can get so deep with it, and they can have a dream about you. But at the end of the day, if God said it, that's the only thing going to sustain. If God don't told me, that's the only thing God going to sustain. If God haven't said it, why should I entertain your diabolical voice in your diabolical, my God, position. Y'all about to help me here. Right there. How can somebody curse? The Bible says, how can I curse whom somebody or anybody who God has not cursed? How can I denounce whom somebody, anybody who God have not denounced? That's your place. If you were worried about what somebody said or what somebody trying to do to you, especially if you're in the person that you position in the kingdom, you should not have no worries. You should not be in a place to where I'm caring about what you're saying or what you're going to do. Because at the end of the day, I feel for my Father. In my Father's way, everybody hear me? Jesus had to tell him, in my Father's house there are many mansions, because I live for my Father. That's where I'm going to live. That's where I'm going to be. Y'all about to hear me?
Lord.
You can say what you want to say. You could call me that I'm supposed to be saved or I'm not saved. You could say what you want to say. But at the end of the day, if my Father's still calling me his daughter, if my Father's still calling me his son, you can feel what you want to feel. I don't live for you. You don't live for me. Y'all about to hear me? You don't live for man. You live from God. And your outlook is not about what man says. It's about what God says. Is about what God says.
Amen.
I don't want to be here tomorrow. I want to give you some more, so I want to push this on. My God, we understand the second heavens, the kingdom of darkness, is interpreted, especially in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, it's bringing a meaning for as ignorant or not knowing. My God, ignorant, not knowing. Hosea, he must describe and touch a little bit on it. And Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. You are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. It never said you did not have any knowledge. It says the lack of knowledge. So in other words, it's more capacity. It's more things to God for we can begin to operate. No longer, like I said it at the beginning of the episode, no longer you're going to begin to take second grade information and try to pass a college exam. No longer you're going to take third grade information or third grade assignment and you're going to try to do 12th grade homework with it. No longer you're going to begin to bring the philosophy that where you used to be and where you was being and the perception that you used to have and what you yours have on this platform where God don't call you at right now. This platform, you shall be able to see the wealth of God. You shall be able to see the movement of God. You shall be able to be and operate and execute in the timing of God. When God don't spoke a perception, assignment, and different assignment, a timing in your life for your finances, for your health, for your body to be made whole, you shall not miss now another timing in the name of Jesus. Your timing shall be so precise. You gotta hear me.
God.
You looking and waiting on God. Say, God, I'm right here waiting on you. I've been in position. No longer you shall not be out of position anymore. You shall be in the place of kingdom. You shall be in the place of God. You shall not bring judgmental, my God, eye on anybody. You shall not be praying diabolical prayer anymore. You shall not have diabolical conversation anymore. You shall not be diabolical silence anymore. You shall not have, my God, you shall not be thinking diabolical thoughts no more. You shall not be coming up against your neighbor, regardless if they have an opinion about you, what they think, what they don't like. My God Almighty, because the battle is not yours, it's the Lord, says the Lord. Y'all got to hear me. Says
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hey, glory to God.
My God, I got to get more time. My God, I'm going to give y'all a special day, and we're going to get into this a little deeper, because all we're doing is just going ankle. I'm just in the ankles. We ain't much into the knee water yet. Whom God cursed, how can you? How can I curse something that God never cursed? How can I judge something that God never judged? How can I denounce something that God never denounced? Why are we worrying about different things? Why are we worrying about it? Why are we here? Why are we here? I want you to begin to understand diabolical. Diabolical. Because I want to challenge you to bring your vocabulary into another articulated place in a realm that God don't call you in, for you could begin to execute precisely. I want you to begin to understand that, study it, look in it, and that way you could begin to come at the enemy from a different angle. The enemy understands so many of you so much. He understands your prayer life. He understands what's going to trigger certain emotions in your prayer. He understands why. Because you're in a place to where he can read you. But when you're in a place of the heavens, that I'm going to share you with you, and I'm going to get ready to go. Diabolical came to me Sunday. I heard that word all in my spirit Sunday, diabolical, diabolical, diabolical. Yeah. I came home after Sunday service, and I was just sitting on a chair, just trying to come down. And I looked at my wife. I said, I keep hearing this word in my spirit, diabolical, diabolical. So she said, well, let's find out what it is. I got my phone. I put it in the search engine, diabolical. And the word began to say evil, influence, demonic. It's so demonic and so evil. It has identity as Satan himself. It's not Satan, but it has the identity as Satan. His influence is so evil. It has influence as Satan himself. And I say, Holy Ghost, that's what the church people have been dealing with, diabolical presence. When you enter that realm, even the Holy Ghost or even God, they begin to talk to you differently. To where you have to go and try to find research of what he's saying. I declare and I decree that your life will not be a life where you're going to begin to back up. You're going to begin to stay going forward. And when something that came in impact your life to a place of worship, to a place of a deeper prayer life, or a deeper worship life, I declare and I decree you will not allow anything to bring you out of that place, because it's only two things. Once you come in that place of humble submission and you are open to learn, it's only two things that bring you out of that place. That's yourself, and if you allow the enemy to bring you out. And you should be so high and lifted up in God where you don't even recognize the enemy, because he looks so small. Y'all hear me?
Amen.
In this place. Father, we thank you. As I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you. As you feed in us and you begin to pour us information so we can begin to articulate and execute on this realm that we are on, and also other realms to come. No longer we're going to be individuals that stand stuck in a grave because it's comfortable, because we've been like this all our life. We've been like this for so many years. This is the information that we gathered for our forefathers. Even Jesus had something that he had to say about that. He told the disciples, you will be doing greater works than I. So other words, that is also translated, the place where I taught you, you're going to begin to build and increase off of that. So God, I pray that is a paradigm shift will happen in the minds of the people. And the place where their forefathers and people that don't lay foundation in their life, they will not lay there and be stuck there no more. They begin to build on top of that. And those that they come in contact in their life, and they begin to pour into them and power influence. And when it's time for us to go home and call on home unto you, God, they'll begin to build from the place that we don't pour it inside of them. For this message shall keep increasing, not decreasing, and stand on a flat line level, but a place where it's rich. The blessings of the world of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrow. Saints of God, we're going to be back here tonight at 7 p.m. Our very own Mother Helen, she's going to come and do what she do. You know, she drive by, she do whatever. Amen. One thing I can say, she will give you something that she's in the Lord in, because she take time and spend time with God, and God give us a message. Amen. Once again, it's over 250 downloads a week coming from our segments. I want you to know, you better believe I'm just scratching the surface. I'm scratching the surface, and I want you begin to continue to pull on me. The more you pull, the more you hunger, the more revelation going to come out. The more revelation, my God, going to come out. And it's a deep well over here. I thank God for each and every one of you. Let's keep going forward in the Holy Ghost. God bless you all. See you tonight at 7 p.m.